Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. And welcome to Connect with the Garden Angel with Anne. I'm your host, Anne. Today is September 3rd, 2015. And today's show is going to be wonderful. I received a beautiful, beautiful message from the angels. And it's take a quiet moment and honor yourself. If you'd like to call in today, the number is 917-929-9995. My gift is I'm able to connect with your guardian angel and receive an angel message for you that you may need to hear. The angels tell me daily that it's so important to connect with your angels ever more so today than ever before. Your angels are here to guide you and love you, keep you safe, illuminate your path as you walk your journey. They also taught me a meditation on how to connect with your guardian angel, and that's how I usually start my show with. So find somewhere like relaxing for you. It could be anywhere. In the park, in your car, place of worship, anywhere where you find is very comforting to you. So you can either sit down, lay down, and you can even do a walking meditation also, if that's what you prefer. I always create my space with some water to hydrate if I get thirsty. I light a candle. If you don't have a candle, you can visualize one. Just right now, you can close your eyes, imagine you have a candle lit in front of you. You can create any kind of space for you at any moment and any time. Visualization is the very unique gift that we were given. So just close your eyes. Imagine yourself with the white light surrounding you in a bubble. You can even infuse those bubbles with love, peace, joy, happiness, colors, green for healing, purple for strength, white for power. Angels taught me to take a deep breath in, visualize pink mist coming into that inhale. Hold it for a moment. Exhale. Release all your worries. Take another deep breath in. Hold it for a moment. And exhale. Might feel a little lightheaded. Might feel your heart become warm. Take another deep breath in, take this, ask your angel to come in. Come in, guardian angel. Love to spend some time with you. Hold that for a moment, exhale. You're now in the now with your angel. Here you can just be and receive love. Spell the word love out as you relax into this time. You can also Archangel, anything here? What color should I wear today? What should I do today? I'm open to receive all loving information from you today, guidance, support. Make me feel safe in all situations. It's just a great time to just be silent, be free, be brave, be you. You can spend as much time as you want. If you're doing this for the first time and you want to connect and ask your angel what their name is, or just even ask them to show images to you, what they look like. And they show images through different ways. It is, they do it through quieting your mind and meditating and praying. They do it through visuals, as in books, magazines, people you meet. Through plants, through flowers, through trees. Just keep concentrating on your breathing. Once you feel the energy lessen, just take a deep breath in, exhale. Thank your angel for spending some time with you today. Another deep breath in, take minutes, hold it, exhale. Feel the warm glow surround you. Take another deep breath in and exhale. And open your eyes. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anne, host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. I was just a meditation I did that the angels taught me on how to connect with your angel. It's also good for if you need a time out, maybe your day was a little stressful or too much going on, or if you just want to relax, just take that moment and ask your angel to come in, and they will happily join you. Today's angel message was amazing. It's take a quiet moment to honor yourself, your mind, your body, your heart. Hear your heartbeat. What an amazing sound to hear. Just that alone is magic flowing, moving inside the holy you. That, my loves, is the message from your angel. That we nourish your body with the Father's love. You, to enhance these blessings with seeds and blessed waters to keep you alive and happiest. Swish, swish, what a fun word to say. Heal, and most of all, love. That was today's angel message. If you'd like to connect with me, I have a website, connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. I have angel messages there. I have prayers. I also have a web store. When I'm not on the air, I do angel reading. I can connect with your angel. And you can also like me on Facebook, Connect with Your Guardian Angel with him. On Facebook, I am on Twitter. I tweet angel messages. And if you're just tuning in, this is Anne, and I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. I said a meditation on how to connect with your angel, so you can visit my blog, talkradio.com/angelgirl, and hear the replay. You can still receive blessings on the replay with me, even if you're not listening live. I'm thanking everyone for tuning in right now. I'm going to take my first caller.
Hi, honey. How are you doing?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hello.
How are you? Hi.
Hi, Kathy. You said Kathy?
Right.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Pretty good.
Would you like an angel message from your angel?
I would. Thank
Great.
You.
I would love to. One moment. You have a beautiful, magnificent angel. She is showing me. She's a lover of animals, and she rides a beautiful, magnificent golden brown horse. Her hair is also golden. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I love animals.
You love animals? Well, that's,
mm-hmm.
You have this perfect angel just for you. She's a lover of animals also. And her, I guess you can call it, would be yours too. Her power animal is the horse. The horse is the most magical, powerful animal there is. I know there's many within the other animal kingdoms, but the horse is most magnificent, and that's specifically for you. So if you ever want to just take a time out to just, you know, be childlike, let your imagination run wild. Just picture your guardian angel. Her name is, I'm receiving, her name is Hannah.
Okay.
Yeah, Hannah. She's got golden brown hair too, just like the horse. She wears beautiful strands of ribbons of every color spectrum, which is a lot, and they cover and adorn her as like a crown. It's like she's almost she like bows to you because. To you, you were like royalty to her. That's your angel. She adores you.
Aww.
Always surrounding you with these beautiful colors. It's like every color in heaven is constantly surrounding you. This is a specific angel message to you. She wanted me to tell you. And she wanted me to tell you she's always, always around you.
Okay. Wow.
Did you have a specific question?
Well, I was thinking of getting a bird because my parrot died. But my husband's afraid that the new kitten would kill the bird.
Okay. You would have to be on guard with having an animal like that, yes. I've always been cautious. I've had a bird in my life for a long, long time. And the only animal I ever brought in second was a dog. And that even was also... A little challenging because, you know, dogs do love birds too. Not as much as cats do. But I see if this bird would bring you so much joy if you do bring him into your life. The only thing would be just to have the bird be, how did you keep the other bird that you had?
Well, I had a 20-year, my cat died too this year, and the cat was 20. So when the bird came in about 7 years ago, she was such a mellow cat that she could care less.
Mm-hmm.
receiving your angel saying yes. It's just with caution. I would keep, since this cat is a little different, of course, you know, to honor the cat's also wishes, if you truly want to bring in this beautiful creature into your home, I would say have it like a specific room to just keep him in.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. And then just when I come home in the evening, just have this bird come out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know,
okay.
What I'm getting from this beautiful message that I gave before, your guardian angel will guard and even whisper into the cat's ear that you're going to be bringing in a beautiful angel love energy. Birds carry beautiful angel love energy. I'd say just keep, you know, loving your cat and talking to him, and I believe all will be well.
Okay. Okay, great.
Well, Kathy, that is your angel message, and thank you so much. This was the most magnificent feeling I received. Give beautiful angel.
Thank you, and thank you for the message.
Oh, you're welcome. Much love.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm host with Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. I have a website, connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. I have prayers, angel messages. I have recordings there. I also write personalized prayers. When I'm not on the air, I do angel readings too. I have a web store where you can request a reading from your angel. What a beautiful way to uplift yourself. Angels always, always want to connect in any way, and they do it in many ways. They do it through people you meet. Just set the intention when you wake up is, guardian angel, my wish right now, I'm setting it out into the internet and of Blog Talk Radio to all the beautiful people out there. Guardian angel, bless each and every one of us with beautiful, joyful days, removing all the darkness with your magnificent white wings. You can also do this like with meditating. I do in the beginning of the show a meditation to connect with your guardian angel. And when you're feeling stressed, just take a moment, take a deep breath in, imagine pink mist, and exhale, and call your angel to come forth. And today's angel message, if you missed it, was take a quiet moment and honor yourself. That's all on my blogtalkradio.com/angelgirl and radio show page. And you can also like me on Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne on Facebook. I'm going to take my next caller.
Hi, this is
Anne.
Hi, Anne. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. My name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi. I want to see if you could connect with my guardian angel.
I would love to. One moment. First thing I'm getting is amazing. Your angel is actually, she's got a bunch of, you know, the flower, the dandelion, when it pops up into this white puffy thing?
Yeah.
She's
got, I'm going to say, a million of them. And she's like blowing them all around you. She also showed me the beautiful flower. It's a white, creamy flower. It's a gardenia.
Mm-hmm.
Gardenia is actually a really, it's a special flower, especially
mm-hmm.
for you. It's almost as if she wants to, she's adorning you with, like, putting it around you. Like, you know how they have those crowns where you can make pretty
yes.
flowers? Or,
yes.
She's adorning
you. And it has a ribbon hanging from it sometimes.
Oh, really?
Sometimes they have ribbons hanging from them, too, with the flower.
Uh-huh. Oh. So she's adorning you with this.
Okay.
The wishes, she's, I'm getting this, it says, your wishes, your, that they're, any wish you wish, they want to grant.
Okay.
That's your angel message. It's so sweet, and it's so sweet and simple, and it's beautiful. I've
yeah.
never received a vision like this. This vision is so amazing. Like tingling all over. So you have many wishes you want, don't you?
Yes.
Well, Andrea, I will pray with you now. Oh, guardian angel of Andrea, grant all of her wishes today, tomorrow, for the rest of the year, and into the new year. And may you always bless her with all the kindness that she gives to the world and to all the people that come in contact with you. So they're telling me how wonderful you are. You're very giving, and I honor you. That's what she's honoring you with, that beautiful gardenia flower. And it's on. Okay, 1 moment.
Okay.
1 minute. I'm getting, wow, Alicia. It's almost like Asia. Her name is like Asia. It came out first like Alasia, but I think it's
mm-hmm.
Asia. Her name is Asia.
Okay.
Her name is Full of Colors. So call in any color. Like, if you need, like, strength, call in any color that you're drawn to that will bring you strength. Any, that's what I'm, like, receiving. So anything, just the prayer that I just said, that's, like, imprinted me on your memory. Just think of that prayer that I said for you today, and everything will be for you.
Okay. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for bringing your love into this phone call today.
Okay, no problem. Have a good day.
Many much love you too.
Bye.
Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. And today's angel message was take a quiet moment and honor yourself. If you've missed that message, I have that on my blog, talkradio.com/angelgirlanne page. I also have a Facebook, Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. You can like me there. I also have a website. If I'm not on the air, I do connect with your guardian angel also at connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. And there's a web store there where it will contact me. I also have personalized prayers there, angel messages. I also tweet
messages on Twitter. And you can also hear my replays. Many blessings and upliftments. If you're ever feeling down, you can receive the same as if I'm not live on the air on my replays. I'm going to take my next caller. Hi.
Hi, Ann.
This is
Ann. Hi, Ann. You sound very angelic, very lovely. Oh, I'm so glad I tuned in. It's my first time, and this is Caroline.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Caroline. Oh, it's good meeting you. Thank you. Oh, welcome. Your first caller. This is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I would love to connect with your angel and receive a message for you.
Thank you.
Okay. One moment. You have a real... Like, I'm receiving, like, real, this cute little image. Your angel is more, your guardian angel is, I'm trying to see what she's trying. She's showing me, like, she sits on the top of a flower. Like, almost like fairy does. Flower has a and that's what she's showing me. It's really, really pretty what she's showing me. Are you a lover of angels?
Because that's angels. Even what I do for a living, include that.
You know what she's showing me? It's like she's showing me. It was almost like statue-like, because this big statue, and it's all these angels. That's why I'm like asked if you were a lover of angels.
Oh yes, I am. Yes, everything.
Okay.
I do for a living. I'm a literary agent, and I'm always looking.
Uh-huh.
Actually, you're not going to believe this, but I was going to send you a note because I love everything and everyone that has something to do or involved with angels, because this world needs more angels around, you know, people that write about angels like you. I'm very fortunate and very blessed that I came across personally a couple of them that I think their books are going to be very popular. So I was going to reach out to you because I found you amazing. I said, oh, I found another angel lady who's going to write another book. I already have these ideas about you. So yes, I'm an angel lover, and I have a million books about angels, and I'm always looking for new ones. So yes.
Caroline, this is beautiful. I'm honored you're calling. But when I was asking your angels to come forth, they were like, first she appeared on a flower. She showed me she sits upon a flower. So I was thinking, oh, or maybe are you a lover of flowers? But then she's like, no, I sit upon the flowers. And then she showed me all these beautiful angels. Statues and all these images. So I was like, wow, she must love angels. So that's when I said, do you love angels? So now I'm going to see what the message I got for you today. It's what I was thinking when you were talking about this is your first time, and I'm honored. I haven't been on the air that much because I was working on some, I'm working on specifically one book called Angel Messages of the New Day, and I put it out on my website that I'm just about finished with it. So it's interesting that you said that. See, that's a validation for me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. This is wonderful. This is amazing, isn't it? I just love synchronicity. I just love these things happen for a reason. So, well, you're in good hands. We are all in good hands, and the world needs their presence. You know, known children need to know what is an angel. So I'm always looking forward to meeting people that would love. And even when I'm in the shower, I'm thinking about angels. Would you believe about, like, and I said, you know, I'm asking a lot of other people to write books for children. And I'm saying, what's going to stop me from doing? So lately, I just had a bright idea taking a shower yesterday. I said, I'm going to write a book for children about angels because I already know what I want to write about. Or co-write. I would like to do it with another, you know, somebody else that I don't mind doing research, but you never know. I'm looking for a co-author. That's so cute, isn't it, too?
And that's a wonderful, beautiful idea. And because as you're speaking with me, the angels are like showing me, they're showing me that, showing me the two sides of you, how you, it's like you are like a living, giving light. You, when you go to people, like just like how you're speaking to me, you hold this magnificent giving light. And when others come to you, you love to just give you undivided persons. Not many people can do that. It's actually it's something that people have to work on all the time with gifts and they're undivided. You always give undivided. You love to hear another person's point of view. You honor everybody you meet with, and that's your angel message.
Oh, that is so beautiful, because that is so, that's me, you know, living me. So I love that. I love to hear messages from the angels, because to me it's like, I don't know, I could get a message from an intuitive person, right? So it's different. But when it comes from an angel, it is that much more special, you know, because it's like the truth, you know, a knowing that, oh, this is kind of divine because it hits your heart right away. So I thank you. Oh, my gosh, that's so lovely. I thank you, Anne. I'm so glad that I just, like, took some time out and I said, okay, I need a break. And I just go into Blog Talk Radio because it's all somebody interesting. So I tuned in to you. So I'm so glad I did. And I even thought it was a recording because I got in 15 minutes late. So thank you, Anne. You are a godsend, by the way. And people will find out about you because you are beautiful. You're a beautiful soul. I see your light as well. I see your light.
Yeah.
Because anybody that talks about angels or has even like a radio show about angels, that's extraordinary. I love it. I love it. And so does everybody else. And I think your voice will come out very soon. Yeah. I know your voice will come out, you know, and I like the way you present yourself. And I love your voice. Very angelic.
Thank you. I got your angel's name. It's Florence.
I'm sorry? I didn't
hear. Her name is Florence.
Florence, that's my guardian angel?
Uh-huh.
Florence, that's so easy to remember. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, I love that. Thank you, Florence.
I love it, too.
flowers. Something to do with flowers. No wonder she sits on the flower.
Uh-huh.
I look for, when I go for walks, I'm always looking for, so cute, like a little kid, I'm always looking for angels. I ask for angels to come near me or fairies to sit on the flowers. I haven't seen one yet. Sometimes I think I did, but it's kind of my, I see orbs now. I don't know if you see orbs, but it's like, boom, I see flash of lights like 24/7 in the house, different colors now. So
wow, that's
I love
wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
I do too. So that's like the next step. You're going to start seeing them physical in 3D.
I love that. You know, I'm looking forward. I'm always saying, when am I going to see it? I would love to see it. I already seen a spirit, you know, to give me a message. When my mom died, I saw a spirit go by within a second. I knew that was just saying she was going to die. I didn't know, but I just felt it. But everything's going to be okay. It was just to calm my heart. But it was 2 weeks before she died. So now I'm asking for them to speak with me. I want to hear them. That's what I've been manifesting. I like to hear, you know, some spirit from the angels, from the archangels, any divine help. I'm really blessed because I love angels. I love everybody, by the way. Even the people that don't like me, I still like them. You know, it's okay. We all, you know, we have to be like angels. When we walk on this earth, we have to be like an angel. That's how we're going to make a difference. Because if you're just going to be, you know, occupied with things that aren't, you know, of our concern, then that's where drama comes in. But if you walk like an angel, you talk like an angel, and you desire to be, an angel walking on earth, then everything is, you're in a divine path. That's the way I look at my life. Since I'm a little girl, you know, I've always said, you know, like, we all come here to do something special. Each one of us individually. And that's the way I, you know, even the people that, you know, their energy is not of the light yet. You know, I always think that it's going to be. I still think they're deep down inside. There's a kindness because I've dealt with a lot of those people. But I felt like there's still a kindness. So I always see the bright side of everybody, you know, even if I have to walk away from somebody. But that's the way I look at it. And I'll let you go. I don't want to take off. I don't want to talk
about it. Caroline.
Yes.
This was beautiful. I feel like as you were speaking, I was like receiving, like you. I was like just like how you say I live that way. So we're like kindred spirits together.
Yes,
I'm so glad we connected.
I'm so glad to have called in. Thank you. You are beautiful.
Thank you.
You are going to surprise many people. Because I know you're a little shy. Are you a little shy?
Yes.
Little shy.
Yes, I am.
So was I.
I am.
So was I until I was 8. But guess what? You're going to surprise yourself because maybe that's not who you really want to be. But, you know, sometimes what you're doing right now is beautiful. This is a stepping stone. That's beautiful. You have a voice, and I think you will. You're going to surprise yourself. What's going to happen to you? I already know it. You don't. I'm very intuitive as well. I'm very...
Well, thank you for...
Thank you
for that.
Oh, no,
beautiful,
but that's... It's so true. So I thank you so much. I love talking to you, by the way. I feel like I'm at home in the living room talking to you.
Well, I am. Yes, we are together. Well, if you want to... contact me. My email is connectwithyourguardianangel@aol.com. I would love to hear from you.
You will. Okay. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you. You have
much love and happy day to you today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye
bye. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anne, host of Connect with the Guardian Angel with Anne. Today, angel message was, take a quiet moment and honor yourself. Please contact me, do angel readings when I'm not on the air. I connect with your guardian angel with Anne.com and click on my web store. And also like my page on Facebook, Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. Much love.